Hello, guys. Hello. If you'd like to chat, feel free to use my Twitter space reservation on YouTube so I can see what you guys say so we can have a little conversation between each other. Hello. Oh my goodness. What a day. What a day. Oh, God. So, so last night, okay, to explain like what happened. Last night I was having, I don't know, I was having fun and I was playing Valorant with my friends. I actually made a new friend. I played some Valorant with Miss Serena Maiko from V4 Mirai, and she's super duper funny and she's super duper talented, so go check out Miss Serena. And when I was getting up to go to bed last night, a lot of you know I have really bad spatial awareness, like no spatial awareness. And as I was getting up from my desk, my wrist raised as fast as it could and hit my desk really hard, right? And I was like, it hurt really, really bad in the moment. But like, I was like, but then the pain started to dull and I was like, oh, I'm sure it'll be okay. I wake up this morning. I woke up really a lot earlier than I thought I would wake up today, because I kept hearing my microwave like turn on and off. And I was like, that's weird. And then I saw that like my lights weren't turning on, my washing machine kept like lighting up and lighting off and all that. And so I went to my mom and I was like, what's going on? And she's like, oh, the power's out. The power was out for like 2 or 3 hours. And then I went to the bathroom for like the first time since I woke up. And when I, this is gross, TMI, when I tried to wipe and I lifted my wrist, it made me yelp in pain. It was so painful to like move my wrist up, like to bend it up or bend it down. And I was like, what the fuck? That's weird. And then I realized I couldn't do like simple tasks because I kept having like this sharp pain in my wrist. I couldn't open the like baby gate that I have in my hallway for my dogs. I couldn't open a bottle of water. It was bad. And then like the pain from like bending my wrist up or bending my wrist down, it became like a pain that lasted even when I wasn't moving it. And I was like, I'll go to the doctor. So I took two aspirin, and I guess that helped with inflammation. And then I went to the urgent care, and I waited there for a while. I think I got there at 11:47 a.m. And I got home like 20 minutes ago, so I was there for like over 2 hours, and there was a lot of people there. Actually, like 2 or 3 people that were there had like a COVID diagnosis. So I'm hoping that I hope I don't get it. But I waited, and then I went in and I talked to some very nice ladies. Oh, but before that, when I was filling out my paperwork, I couldn't do it with my right hand because I write with my right hand and that's the wrist that's sprained. And so I had to do everything on with my left hand. And I never experienced this at this clinic because I go to it all the time. But I guess that they updated their system. So now you have to fill out like a shit ton of medical forms on a tablet when you get there, and you have to sign a bunch. And the lady at the counter was laughing at me. She was giggling while looking at me, trying to do this with my left hand and struggling. And yeah, and then, I get in, I see some nice ladies. They give me an x-ray. They feel it. They move it around. It hurts like fuck. And they're like, okay, it's not broken, but it's sprained. You need to keep it elevated. You need to ice it every couple hours. And you need to take a shit ton of Motrin or ibuprofen. And it should be okay in 2 weeks. If not, then come back. So that's how my morning went. That's how my morning went. And it's so weird too, because I only sprained my wrist last night. But earlier this week, I had like bruises on my wrist. And that was weird. So maybe there was already like something wrong. And then maybe I made it worse by hitting my desk on accident. You're laughing. Shiki's suffering and you're laughing. I know, crazy. So I had a drawing stream planned today for membership, but I can't hold a pen right now. I have my hand and my wrist all wrapped up right now. So I can't. It wasn't even my rage. It was just my lack of spatial awareness. You know how I am when I'm like sitting at my desk and I like hit my wrist, I hit my hand, I hit my microphone on accident, I hit like everything on accident. I hit my pop filter. I had no spatial awareness. I was just trying to get up from my desk. My wrist came up, hit the desk as hard as it could by complete accident. So yeah, that's how my day went. So I had to cancel my membership stream. I'm so sorry about that because I can't draw and my wrist is in a lot of pain right now, and I'm trying to decide if I should attempt to use a mouse tonight or not. I don't know. I just took some pain medicine, so I'm like waiting to see. And I'm making ice right now. I don't have an ice maker, so I have to like wait for it to freeze and then I can ice my wrist. Yeah, it could have been way worse if you were in rage. It could have been, it could have been. But I was also supposed to cook today. Me and my mom were gonna make a big meal. And I'm usually in charge of side dishes, but I can't do anything because that would require me to peel potatoes and mash and all that. But I came home and my mom had already like made everything, which was nice because I had like not eaten as soon as I got up. As soon as I got up, I just went straight to the doctor. So when I got home, I got to eat and it was very yummy. Also, I guess some good news is some of you know that I want to like make Thanksgiving like food like from scratch and like make my first like Thanksgiving turkey. Well, my mom saw a turkey on sale. It was like 49 cents to the pound. And so I was like a $7 like turkey to buy. Usually they're so expensive. So my mom got it for me and we popped it in the freezer. So now I have like a nice turkey. I have a nice turkey that I can make for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Not a live one, no. Based on what you said, you can't do very simple tasks. Yeah, like I woke up this morning trying to wipe when I go to the bathroom and I screamed in pain. I couldn't open a bottle of water. I can't open the baby gate. It sucks. But I'll still see how I feel in like a few hours after the pain medicine and then see how cognitive my hand moves. And then we'll decide if we'll stream today. This is so inconvenient. Ugh. But luckily, I should be back to normal by Thanksgiving so I can still like make all the fixings and stuff on stream. Yeah. Masochism scream stream. You want me to break it? You want me to break it? Oh my goodness. So now I'm laying in bed after eating my lunch, which it was like a roast beef and mashed potatoes and green peas and a croissant. It's very good. And yeah, so now I have the itis, which is I'm eepy now after I've had food. my first meal of the day. I can hear my mom in the hallway. Please don't dox me. Please don't dox me. Please don't dox me. Please don't dox me. Just go pee and don't and come back. And leave. Please don't dox me. Hold on, I'm gonna mute while she's like back here. Quasso. My tummy just made a weird noise. It's just doing what it's supposed to. Man, it's a good thing that I sprained my wrist after the hand cam stream, right? That was nice of God to wait. Oh my God. It sucks though that it's my dominant hand. I had issues in like middle school up to this point where I have carpal tunnel, right? So I'm used to wearing like braces on my hand, but like I've never sprained my wrist before. This sucks. This is nothing like carpal tunnel pain. This is the worst. And the lady was like, oh, you know, like sometimes sprains hurt a lot worse than breaks. And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, and they take longer to heal a lot of times. And I was like, what the fuck? God took pity on you and waited till you weren't busy. I was supposed to be relaxing. And I broke my wrist. Not broke. I sprained my wrist. I gently kiss your wrist. Thank you. Is this a canon event? Man. Man. Oh, the lady, the like nurse that saw me to my room, she said I looked very cute today, which made me feel good about myself. When she said it, it made me feel like she thought that I was like younger than her. When I feel like I was clearly older than her, but she couldn't. I don't know. I look pretty young. I think she was about like 23, 24. And she saw me and she's like, oh, aren't you the cutest little thing? And I was like, because I don't know. I did wear like a cute casual outfit, something comfy. I wore like an oversized like white sweatshirt. I had the Alabama football logo and I wore black shorts, like sports shorts. And I put my bangs up and wore it in like a headband that had two ribbons on top. You know, like what Rin Kagamine's like headband looks like with the two like ribbons sticking up. I had a red headband that looked like that. And yeah. Yeah, so it was a cute casual fit. She thought that I was cute today, and that was the positive. Thanks. Oh my goodness. So now I'm just waiting for the ice to finish freezing so I can ice my wrist. She told me I could ice it over the wrap that she put around my wrist and my hand. So I will probably do that. Man, it's gonna be hard to wash my hair with my left hand. My tummy is going off. I hope you guys can't hear that. Oh my God. Man, I was really looking forward to drawing today in the member stream. I like haven't had much time to draw at all lately. So I was looking forward to, like, drawing again. But now I can't for like 2 or 3 weeks. Other than that, how's your day been? Well, that's pretty much just been my whole day. Like, I woke up earlier than I thought I would to my power being out and all my appliances flashing on and off. And then I went to the bathroom and I realized my wrist was in excruciating pain. So I went to the doctor and sat there for 2 to 3 hours and then came home. Who's next? I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. But I was gonna draw 2-year pumpkins. More 2-year pumpkins. But yeah, that's how my day went. And then I was like, I need something slice of life to watch with my food. So I put on Kale to episode 4. I love watching beach episodes of like cute girls doing cute things episodes. Like I always put on Lucky Star episode 6. I always put on like, is it Azumanga Daioh episode 4 or 5? And then K-On! Episode 4. Yeah. Yeah. On the bright side, things certainly can't get any worse. You're so right. I don't know. I feel like I've had weird bad luck the last few days. So weird. I've had like, it was like a good thing happened. And then a shit ton of bad things all happened. Why does that always happen? It's like one really good thing, and then, it's so weird. It's the universe trying to even out my happiness. He's like, don't get too cocky. Don't get too cocky. Don't let it get to your head. The karma's keeping me in my place. It's like, don't always think that good things will happen. We gotta even it out. Yeah, that's true. It's like, oh, you got a house, yay! But like, we're gonna sprain your wrist and give you like problems, and your power's gonna go out, and a bunch of other stuff. Oh no. Oh no. I need to like send a text to the past with my phone microwave, like in Steins Gate, and let Shiki of last night know to really keep watch of her desk when she gets up. If you guys, gel banana, if you guys could send a text to the past, what would you send to the past? I actually just like finished watching, like rewatching Steins Gate not that long ago. I need to rewatch the movie and the OVA. I don't know if I want to rewatch Steins Gate Zero. I enjoyed it, but I don't know. It was just too different for me. Buy Bitcoin. Then a man in futuristic blue black Spanish smashes the phone to stop Pashiki from getting the message, ensuring she still sprains her wrist. Wondering lottery numbers, don't start the do more work in high school so I have a thicker resume. I see. I see. I see. I see. Man, I hope I don't get COVID. Hard to say. Usually people want to undo mistakes. I think it's okay if it's like really tiny things. Like, I think it's okay if I went back to the past to make sure I didn't sprain my wrist. But anything like that was like a critical life event, I don't think I'd alter because I don't think I'd be the same person I am today. And I worked really hard to become the person that I am right now. have the itis. Wait, guys. Today's Sunday, which means tomorrow is Monday. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow? I'm signing my lease agreement. I'm signing my lease agreement for my place, which I'm excited about. Yippee! And then the landlord, my mom is very funny, and she's really bad at like remembering names. Like, his name is Mr. Miller, but she keeps calling him Mr. Taylor, even though they're really good friends. It's because, like, she mainly only knew his first name. I won't give away his first name, but she always forgets his last name and calls him Mr. Taylor. And, yeah, but Mr. Miller, the landlord, he is moving out of the place on Friday. And so after Friday, I can start moving my stuff in. And he was like, yeah, feel free to, like, come by anytime. You have all your keys and stuff. And feel free to, like, start moving your stuff in. Bring your dogs over. Let them run around in the backyard and stuff like that. So I think every other weekend leading up to me actually moving in, we'll have, like, a little lunchtime. Like, me, my mom, and my neighbor will bring all of our dogs over. And they can have a little shindig in the backyard. I think that'd be nice. Yeah, the bad luck from today means you're totally gonna have a great day tomorrow. I hope so. Oh man, I still need to post my schedule. I'm hoping that, like, the pain won't be too bad on my wrist so I can still use my mouse. Because I have so much gaming stuff this week. So, luckily it's just, like, the mouse with my right hand, but, like, my left hand takes care of, like, WASD kind of stuff, you know? Ain't that just the way? It's so over. Oh. Maybe you should pivot to a week of ASMR and Zatsus. Well, the thing is, I want to dedicate time to, like, setting up the ASMR mic, and I don't think I have a whole lot of time to do that this week. But yeah, I'm hoping that I can at least, like, use the mouse okay tomorrow. I think we're playing Faith, the Unholy Trinity tomorrow. I still need to make my thumbnails for this week. I still need to make my thumbnails. Which requires me to use my mouse. No! By the way, guys, how long is the Resident Evil 4 DLC? I feel like I could just look it up on YouTube, actually. I started typing with my right hand. Let me use my left. Resident Evil 4 Remake DLC. Yeah. It's like 3 to 4 hours, I think. The same length as the original campaign? Really? What? I actually don't know what the DLC actually is. So, like, I know you play as Ada. But this says, like, I usually, like, judge how long a game is based on, like, when people put out, like, gameplay, walkthrough full, no commentary. And a lot of these are, like, 3.5 to 4-ish hours. So I, like, will probably, like, add an hour or so to that because I suck at games. So I won't assume that I play for like 5 hours. I always have to add on like an hour or two to the original so that I know how long it'll take me to finish. Angie, wait, guys, is this my first time doing a Twitter space from my bed? This is kind of intimate. Yeah. I see. Well, that'll be a good like few streams. Like one, two, three streams of the DLC. I'm really excited to play. Wah! I'm really excited to play it. I'm hoping that I still can tonight, but I don't know. It's looking kind of grim. Move over. You're hiding all the covers. Fine. Fine. Oh. It's a little chilly today, too. I'm wearing my like my comfy alpaca robe. I'm wearing it in bed. It's very cozy. My mom gets cold really easily, so she has like a heater plugged in our living room. She also has one outside for when she smokes in the morning. Yeah. Cheeky mama gets very cold very easy. She likes summer weather a whole lot. She hates the cold more than she hates the heat. I'd say on the opposite, because it's like when you're hot, you really can't do anything about it. But like when you're like cold, you can like bundle up, right? Like you can just add more layers, but when it's hot, it's like eventually you run out of layers, you know? I like it when it gets a little chilly so that I can bundle up in my bed. It's so nice. It's so nice. I remember one time I went to Minnesota in the middle of January. I think that was the coldest cold I've ever been around. It was crazy. I've also gone to Seattle at Christmas time. Crazy. Just be naked for ultimate cool down. You want me to peel my skin off if it's too hot? Every season has its pros and cons, though, because it's like spring, allergies. Summer, too hot. Fall, allergies. Or like you get cold, like colds and sick more easy. Winter, it's a little cold. Lightning McQueen skin thing? No, I don't think I've seen that. Hold on, I'm getting a little more cozy under my blankie. Man, this flesh is pretty warm. Better take it off. Oh my god, last night, guys, I feel so irresponsible. I like lit a candle last night, and it looked like it went out by itself, right? It looked like that it went out by itself, so I was like, okay. But I just couldn't see it. That candle burned all night long. All night long. I was like, what the fuck? Because, like, it smelled really nice when I woke up. And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, we're still on was like, I've never done this before. Silver lining, it smells nice, yeah. But I could have burned my house down. Oh my god, I've never done that before. I don't know. Last night was like a blur. It's like I played Valorant, I made a new friend, I hit my desk really hard, and I forgot to blow out my candle. Man. This room sure does smell nice though, because I use a vanilla candle. That candle was so expensive, by the way. It was like, God, it was like $19. Candles are so expensive these days. Goodness me. Least it'll still smell nice as it burns to the ground. I want to get like a cinnamon roll candle. A cinnamon roll candle would be sick. Sick. I'm so eager. So eager. No way this space has been going for over 30 minutes. That's crazy. It does not feel like it. It feels like I've only been here for like 10 minutes. Hi, Noseless. We're just chilling. I wanted to spend time with you guys since I couldn't do my member stream. Wouldn't it make you crave cinnamon rolls? That's the point. Because, like, I don't know. It's really hard to motivate me to, like, actually get something I want, even if I'm craving it. But if I'm consistently, like, smelling it and craving it more, eventually I will give in and get it. I'm really bad at getting things for myself. I'm really, really bad at treating myself and buying things for myself. It takes a lot of, like, I don't know, willpower to like do things for myself. Not so much other like for other people though. I feel like I like get things for other people all the time, and it's like a no-brainer, like very easy for me to do. But like for myself, it's very hard, very, very hard. Hope you get better soon. Thank you, Elmja. Yeah, it's been a crazy day. That's a crazy day. You just have that money maker mentality. I'm very frugal, actually. Very frugal. I feel like in the past I was pretty bad with my money, but like after like I got a lot of like reality smacked in my face, I like became really good. I became really good at saving money and making sure I don't spend too much, 'cause like, you know, when you get to be like in your late 20s, early 30s, it's like unexpected expenses always come up. Or like if you have an elderly dog, they're gonna go to the vet all the time. So I need to make sure that I allocate like a certain percentage of my money every month just in case something goes wrong. Because if something can go wrong, it always will go wrong. So as long as I'm prepared for it, then I'll be okay. So I always basically prepare for the worst, and I don't really spend that much money on myself. I spend money on my bills and my food for the most part. It's very rare that I like buy things for myself. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. Yeah, if you keep your expectations low, you'll never be disappointed. Yeah. It's so true. You really don't understand like how much it is to live when you're young. And then you, as you get older, it's like, oh my God, that's how much eggs cost. Gas is crazy, you know? I remember earlier my mom was like, do you want me to take you to the emergency room? And I was like, no, because it's like, of course, I have insurance, but I'll still have to pay $300 up front to go to the emergency room. I don't, it will be like paid back to me, but I am not in a position to lose that 300 right now. So I was like, just take me to urgent care. I don't care how long it'll take. Just take me to urgent care. And so I just basically have like a $25 copay with my insurance there. Yeah, I just set like I try to like budget all like anytime I go to the grocery store, I tell myself how much I'm allowed to spend at the grocery store. And that's all. If I go over, it's okay if I go like 10 bucks over, right? But any more than that, I have to start putting items back. And I don't I don't like fuck things up for the workers. I just like go put it back myself and I tell them to do the next person in line. But I always make sure to set a budget every time I go to the grocery store. And then like anything that is left over, it goes like straight into like the emergency fund. So I always like keep money aside for my dogs, 'cause something always happens with my dogs every month. They're old, they have bad health. I gotta make sure that they stay good, you know. Yeah. 500 to 600 a grocery trip. Oh my God. When I go to the grocery store, I try to like plan to make sure that I have food for like 5 days. Because I only usually let myself eat out if it's on a weekend. If I go on like a tiny little cheap trip, sometimes I'll eat out during the week. But if I'm at home, I just grocery shop for the 5 days of the week, like the weekdays. And I think I try to budget at like $50 to $70 every single week that I do grocery shopping. And that's usually what I do. But yeah, I have to make sure that I have like hundreds of dollars sitting around for my animals, because every single month something goes wrong. Literally a week ago, when I was like not at home, my mom was like, "Bepis has sunspots that need to be treated. Can you help me out?" And I said, "Yeah," because he gets sunspots all the time, and he has to be shaved down because like they just get so open and fleshy and. It's really, really bad for him. God. It's so difficult to be a person sometimes. But that is life, and I am happy to be alive. It's so nice to be able to say that too, because I feel like a few years ago, you know, I couldn't say that. I could say that I was not happy to like, this is really deep, but I could say that I was not happy to be like alive or living, 'cause like everything was so bad. But like the last like 2, 3 years or so, like ever since I joined prison, basically, I like, I don't know. I can say that I've been, I'm happy even like when things go wrong. I still have depression and I have bad days, but I think that like being around all of you and like spending time with all of you has helped me realize that like a bad day does not equal a bad life. And there are still things that I can be happy about even during a bad day. Like today, like I sprained my wrist and that was pretty unlucky. And I had power issues, but I still have all of you guys, and that makes me very happy. Yeah. I'm happy that we can spend time together. Pepper is barking so loud. Oh my God, BSL, hey. Ooh, soup would be so good. I really want, you know what? I've been really craving. I might make this week, but I want to make like a creamy cheesy potato stew. That would be so good with like bacon bits. I want that a lot. That'd be so good. That'd be super epic. I think about is like soup and stew. Hot take on soup. I don't really eat soup that much. I think my favorite kinds of soup are like chicken noodle and let's see. I think broccoli cheddar is pretty good. And ooh, French onion soup is probably my most favorite. Ooh, and like crunchy bread. Super duper good. I really like French onion. It's very, very good. I feel like where I live though, it's pretty hot all the time, so I never crave soup unless it gets like cold. And it doesn't get cold up that often. Oh my God, wait, my fingers are so chilly right now. They're so cold. Can you guys hold them? But very gentle because my fingers are only cold on my sprained wrist. Ooh, hot chocolate. Ooh. Thank you. Have a nice gingerly grip. Firmly grasp it. Hold on. I'm gonna leave my room for a second. I need to grab something. These doors are so creaky. Let's see. There we go. I thought I left something in the bathroom. I left my hairbrush. I like to keep my hairbrush in my room. Me plug my phone back. Oh no. I dropped my charger. Let me replug that in. There we go. Now I can lay back in bed. Oh, so cozy. So warm. Soft blankie. How long do you think it'll take until you can start sparring again? Probably 3 weeks. Is hot chocolate a soup or was it soup a drink? What? Is soup a drink? I feel like it can be. I know that, in Japan, they have vending machines that have like corn soup and it's like soup in a can you just drink out of, like warm corn soup. I gotta look this up now. Is hot chocolate a soup? It's so hard to type. It's also just called drinking chocolate. Chocolate soup with croissant croutons. That just looks like hot cocoa in a soup bowl. This just looks like hot cocoa in a soup bowl, you guys. Maybe it is a soup. Maybe it is a soup. I don't like how dark outside it gets so early these days. The sun is already starting to go down. Might be worth a taste test. Maybe. I don't like how dark it is outside because when my mom and I have to go out somewhere in the afternoon, she has really bad eyesight. especially if it's dark outside. So she starts driving all crazy. I remember my mom used to drive through medians in the dark. Those were fun times. We're straight into ditches. Winter is coming. They're barking so much. I think that my mom stepped outside to like talk to a neighbor, and they don't like that. They like it when she talks to them, but nobody else. Except me, I guess. Also, her dog, Beppis, he has like no, what is it called? Oh God, what is it called? What is it? Oh my God, I'm blanking so hard. I don't remember what it's called, but like he if I like he knows who I am. He's been around me for 13 years. But if I walk into the living room, he'll bark at me like he doesn't know who the fuck I am. Object permanence. That's it. He has He forgets. And then I go over to pet him, and he's like, "Oh, I remember." Yeah. He's like a newborn. He has no object permanence. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist. That's him. That's so him. Oh man. I might take a nap. But also, if I take a nap, it'll mess up my sleep schedule real bad. And I like that I've been waking up in the morning. It's quite nice. So maybe I tough it out. Maybe he has dementia. No, he's been like that forever. He's been like that since he was a baby. I appreciate that I am not staying up until 5 or 6 in the morning every night. Lately, I've been going to bed between like midnight and 2 a.m. And so I wake up at like between like 9 and 10. This morning I woke up around 10-ish, 10-ish. Yeah. As long as I wake up in the a.m., I'm pretty happy. I can get a lot done in the a.m. I always worry though. Like eventually, I just one day, I won't even stay up that late. But the next day, I'll just sleep in until like 2 p.m. And it's like, oh no, well, I'm broken again. I'm broken again. That happens to me all the time, especially since like sometimes I have streams at like 8 p.m. and I'll set an alarm to wake up at a specific time, but then my sleepy brain tries to reason with itself and it's like, yo, you don't have to wake up at 10 a.m. You can sleep until 2 because you don't have a stream until 8, so you should rest that little brain of yours. And I'll be like, you know what? You're right, demon, on my right shoulder. I'll go back to bed. I'll go back to bed. You might be onto something. You might be onto something. Also, I know this is totally off topic, but I'm so excited to get my Spotify Wrapped for this year. I really want to see what kind of vibes I brought to 2023. That'll be exciting. Oh, wait, your top songs 2022. I don't remember what they are. Let me see. Oh my God, it's all Charlie Puth. My top song was Loser by Charlie Puth. Oh. It's gonna be May. Burner. Let's see, my top songs for last year were Loser by Charlie Puth, Happier Than Ever by Aston, Light Switch by Charlie Puth, Sexy Villain by Remy Wolf, Pick Up Your Phone by Ho-Jeon, Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog, Biden by Bo Burnham. I Heard You're Married, The Weeknd and Lil Wayne, Sweet by Cigarettes After Sex, and Madonna by Tarek. I'm excited to see what kind of music. What about Rap 2021? What is this? Spotify Rap 2021. Oh, this isn't even mine. Made for You. What if I look up Made for You on Spotify? What happens? Made for You. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Love Core Mix. What's in my Love Core Mix? It's a lot. I like, is it called Nice Boys by Temprex? I'm not sure, but it goes, ain't it just so easy to say that you don't feel the same way as that nice boy does? Hey, he misses you, he wants you, but he just don't feel the same. Why don't you? I don't remember. Why don't you tell him today? She doesn't want him because he cares too much. I like it a lot. Joe Biden. Goodness me. What other? Let's see what other playlists Spotify comes up with for me. No way. Is acting up? No. Am I fixed now? Am I good? Oh no. Maybe it's because I opened Spotify. Maybe that's what happened. If I open up Spotify, maybe it messes with the Twitter space. Am I normal now? Hold on. Am I normal now? The Shiki No! Let me be normal. Am I normal now? Oh my God. It hates me. Yay, I'm back. Yippee! I was like reading out everything on my Made for Me Spotify playlist. And it had like a strange mix, and it had like 100 Gex and Mitski. Oh, you're back. I'm back. But for how long? That is the question. Do. Joe Biden. Boom, 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 boom. Shiki Sim is back up and running. We are so back. We are so back. How long does it usually take for pain medicine to kick in? Because this is so bad. The perfect timing. About an hour or two? Okay. So maybe I just wait a little bit longer. And then maybe I will be at peace. Depends on how you take it. Oh. What usually hits your system faster? Orally or anally? You're taking so much pain medication throughout your life that you're immune. Need to pop 30 perks. No! God, the lady of the doc. My mom gave me aspirin when I left the house, and I took like three. I told my doctor about it. She was like, "Whoa, don't take that much. Your blood will thin." And I was like, "Oh shit, I'm already anemic." So little suppository. Oh my God. Aspirin, you're silly. Goodness me. Yeah, maybe it's just because, like, I don't know. I take arthritis strength pain medication, like, on the daily, nearly. Some days I don't, but I have fibromyalgia, so I have to take pain medicine pretty often. So, my body just has like an immunity to a lot of pain medicine. Couple of my family have that, yeah. Me and Mako both have it. Chronically ill sisters. Woo! They are barking so much. Stop it. Stop it. Woo! I built different backfiring. God. Guys, last night before I played Valorant, I I looked at so much Snoopy decor. I want my house to be Snoopy themed. I saw the cutest little wall clock that I can put in my kitchen. And a Snoopy doormat and a Snoopy like porch stone that you can put. I saw like this really cute like Snoopy like utensil, like wooden utensils to use for cooking too. They're so cute. I kind of like when I move, I want to get like a Snoopy comforter and a Snoopy blanket to put on my bed. I just want all Snoopy stuff. I think that would be super duper cute. I love Snoopy. Don't count your eggs yet. Chicky doesn't chat get to decide some things. Yes, of course. I'm actually having the chat gets to decide my Home Essentials stream at the end of November. I'm very excited about it. A Snoopy museum. Yeah, a Snoopy museum. It's gonna go really well with the tomato doorstop and phallus soap dispenser we're gonna make you buy. That's so funny. That's gonna be so silly. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun stream. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that. Tomato wallpaper. I can't put up new wallpaper. I don't own this house. Can't put up new wallpaper. You'll just have to help me decide on like kitchen stuff and bathroom stuff and decor and stuff. Yeah. They're really gonna make me vote for Joe Biden. I love Snoopy. I think I really just like when I visited Mako and there's a lot of Snoopy stuff there. I haven't been able to stop thinking about Snoopy for like 3 months. A wax melter. True. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Girl, failure residence. Oh my god, I just like checked my text messages and I missed a text from Hannah. And all she texted me was the word gloop. Gloop. I need to answer her back. Whew. It'd be cool to see an item with different fan arts on it at the new house. I'd really like to like print out some art that's been drawn of me and put it on my fridge. I think that would be very cute. Very profound that Hannah. Wise woman she is. I know. Let me look at our message history. Let's see. By the way, her name on my phone is Hanya. Like, yeah. I sent her a picture that said, I wish I had four dicks so I could wear this on my four dicks. And it's like a skull cock ring. And she said, true. Aw. She's so cute. She's like, hello, Gooby. I'm coming back to apartment soon to do laundry. And I said, OMG, hello. She's like, let me know when you're hungry. We can go get food later. She's so cute. She's a bit younger than me, so she's very like Zoomer, and so she's like epic sauce. Thank you, Goober. She also uses the kitty face. She's very cute. She's so silly. That's the first I heard of Epic Sauce. She's a bit younger than me. I think she's like, oh God, I know her birthday. It's March 25th, but her like, I think she's 5 years younger than me. Yeah, she's like 5 years younger than me. Yeah. Biden. I love Bo Burnham. What a funny guy. You're constantly the oldest person in the room. It's so charming. My goodness. All right, guys. I think I'm gonna end the space here, and then in a few hours, I will update you guys on if the Resident Evil stream is still happening. I think my wrist is starting to swell up into my thumb. Uh-oh. Oh, my tummy just made a weird noise. But yeah, I think I'll end here for today. I might go talk to my mom. I may take a little nap, I'm not sure. And in a few hours, I will update you guys on if Resident Evil is still going to happen today. I will let you guys know, okay? Thank you so much for keeping me company. I'm glad that we could talk today despite having to cancel the first stream. I heard that stomach noise. No, we kiss your boo boo. Please, everyone, you have to kiss it. You have to kiss the wrist before I go, okay? That's the only way I'll leave. You all have to kiss it. You all have to kiss the wrist and then I'll go. Okay? I'll wait. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm sick. Yeah. No, we all heard it. No. Yay. Mr. Beardy Face, how could you? Big group smooch. Oh my God, you're touching tongues? That's crazy. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming to my little space. It was very nice to talk to you all. As I said, I will keep you updated on if the stream is still going to happen tonight. Thank you for keeping me company and making me smile. I see you all later. Bye-bye for now. Yashiki. Mwah! Mwah-mwah. Bye-bye.